America is changing, and so is the world.
But what's happening in America isn't just the cause of global upheaval. It's also a symptom of disruption that's happening everywhere.
I'm Asma Khalid in Washington, D.C.
I'm Tristan Redman in London, and this is The Global Story.
Every weekday, we'll bring you a story from this intersection, where the world and America meet.
Listen on bbc.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good afternoon. I'm Lisa Labas, and this is The Rundown. Immigrant rights groups in Illinois say they will fight to prevent Governor J.B. Pritzker's proposed funding cuts to a health care program for non-citizen adults. My colleague Adriana Cardona-McGeegod reports in his budget address yesterday, Governor Pritzker said the federal funding uncertainty is forcing the proposed cuts, and if it's approved, state-funded health care could end for thousands of immigrants who don't have legal status and who are between the ages of 42 and 64. This program costs about $420 million a year. Luvia Quiñones works with the Illinois Coalition for Immigrants and Refugee Rights.
We were not expecting for the program to be suggested for it to be closed entirely. We are going to continue to advocate.
If approved, coverage for preventive care and treatment for illnesses like cancer or diabetes will end in late June for immigrants who are enrolled in the program. Victims of the Highland Park mass shooting will be allowed to attend the suspect's upcoming trial, even though they may be called as witnesses. My colleague Anna Savchenko reports Judge Victoria Rossetti today said victims can bring a support person with them to court. Normally, witnesses who are expected to testify at a trial cannot watch. But Judge Rossetti said the law allows crime victims to attend a trial they're part of if their testimony will not be affected by the testimony of others. Prosecutors say that's not going to be an issue since victims will testify only to what happened to them that day and none will be identifying the suspected gunman. More than 400 artists are calling on the Trump administration to reverse changes it has made this month to federal arts funding. My colleague Mike Davis reports the artists sent the letter this week to the National Endowment for the Arts. The New York Times reports some prominent playwrights who have ties to Chicago have signed on, including Lynn Nottage, whose plays have been performed by Goodman and Steppenwolf Theaters in Chicago. The artists expressed disappointment that groups would no longer be eligible for federal dollars if their programming promotes diversity or quote-unquote gender ideology, and they want the NEA to re-examine the new rules. And track and field standout Mabel Staton, who grew up on Chicago's South Side and broke through racial barriers to become the only woman to compete for the U.S. in the long jump in the Helsinki Olympics in 1952, has died. Staton was 92 years old. Staton went by the name of Mabel Landry when she attended DePaul in the 1950s, before the school had a women's track team. She was inducted into the university's Hall of Fame in 2011. Weather, sunny and cold today with a high in the mid-20s, and then partly cloudy tonight, a low of 10 and a wind chill near zero. And then Friday, sunshine, high in the mid-20s. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Lisa Labas. Thanks for listening.